I suppose today there would be no point in Jesus applying for the job of chief medical officer. They would ask him about his thoughts on hand washing, and he might say that it is highly overrated. It would be the end of that interview. He would be in direct conflict with one of the prime directives of our health and government leaders. But as always with Jesus, things are not what they seem on the surface. Is Jesus against hand washing in principle? Of course not. As you might guess, that is not what is going on in today's good news. Right now, of course, the biggest focus is on wearing masks, but for 4 months now, we have been also had an endless series of admonitions to wash our hands thoroughly. We would have actually been able to have a very pleasant and agreeable conversation with any Pharisee of Jesus' day. We even used the same language, that of purifying ourselves. That is the language of ritual in any tradition. My mother enforced hand washing almost as strictly as she enforced going to church. She was a nurse trained in its importance. When it became official policy of our governments, my siblings noted to each other that we had been preparing for this time all of our lives. Today, the practice of our faith is being restricted in favor of physical rituals. But that same faith commands us to look at the deeper meaning of what is going on and not to let the visible distract us from the essential. Our saintly guide in appreciating Jesus on this day is Saint John Vianney. He was preparing for the priesthood at the time of the French Revolution when all religious ritual and the priesthood itself was under attack. The political circumstances are not the same as today, but the effect is the same. Saint John, the curé of the city of Ars, is said to have heard confessions up to 12 hours a day as the people responded to him and the need for reconciliation, for conversion of their hearts. The Pharisees want to know why Jesus would encourage his disciples not to wash their hands before eating, and his reply flips their issue upside down. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person or how they prepare to eat their food, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles. This was confusing to both the Pharisees and the disciples at the time. Jesus needed to explain it, but he wouldn't explain it to the Pharisees who challenged him. They wouldn't get it anyway, because they are blind to the heart of the law. The practice of hand washing by the people was not a requirement of the Torah, but it was a non-biblical or extra-biblical extension of the mandate that priests must wash themselves before serving in the sanctuary. The Pharisees applied this priestly standard of purity to all Israel, requiring even lay people to cleanse their hands before taking a meal. Jesus points out that it is what comes out of bitterness and anger and jealousy. Those things are the things that come from the heart, and those are the things that are the essential components of the law. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But mercy and kindness are what make us pure. Washing hands and other rituals only fulfill their true meaning if they help us to see that our hearts need to be purified. The people of Israel in Jeremiah's time were hopelessly lost in their sins. What language God uses! A grievous wound, an incurable pain, an illness, a sickness. Their guilt was so great that there was no medicine, no cure. They were spiritually lost in their sin, in need of purification. But in the end of the passage, God reaches down and says, "I will restore your life. You shall be my people, and I will be your God." Today, John Vianney is the guide for our hearts. The good saint reminds us of Jesus himself when he says, "Our thoughts ought to be directed to where our treasure is, that is, our hearts." He says that in his prayer, he says that our hearts are small, but prayer stretches them and makes them capable of loving God. When one has a heart that is pure and united with God, he is given a kind of serenity and sweetness that makes him ecstatic, a light that surrounds him with marvelous brightness. Beautiful language from St. John Vianney. Our priests wash their hands ritually before offering the sacrifice at the altar. We do not do that. They do it on our behalf. And they don't do it to make their hands physically clean, because they have already done that. I can assure you that I see all of the priests that I see before Mass, their hands are clean. They perform this ritual action on our behalf. Remember how Jesus washed the feet of the apostles? When Peter objected, Jesus explained that this was not for cleanliness. It was a symbol of service and self-giving love, requiring humility, which of course is a quality of the pure heart. When we observe this ritual today, let us renew the cleansing of our hearts. Let us be people of mercy, love, and kindness.